So now agenda item one, roll call. President Alcabot, present. Vice President McNamara.
Present.
DEA Dietrich.
Present.
DEO Texan.
Present.
Director Oster.
Present.
And then Director Navarte, absence unexcused. Director Hess.
Present.
Director Krentz.
Present.
And then interim Director Mendoza.
Present.
Director Homan.
Present.
Then interim Director Hatch.
Present.
Then Director Lee.
Present.
All right, and then for the record, let's reflect that interim directors Mendoza and interim director Hatch are not part of quorum, but they are present with us today. And then agenda item two, late acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated in the traditional homelands of the Numu, Washoe, Nuwi, Nuwu people. And these lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize our deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn their territory. Now agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, agenda item four, reading approval of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve the minutes for the following meetings, October 30th, 2025 at 8 a.m. Is there a motion?
So moved.
So moved by Director Hess. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by DO Texan, and then all those in favor, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Then all those opposed nay. And then any abstentions, oy. With that, the ayes have it, the motion carries, and the minutes are approved. Agenda item five, reports of officers. Since we didn't have cabinet yesterday, you guys can feel free to go give any reports that you feel like you have, but you're not obligated this time around. If you guys have any updates for us, even if it's just 2 seconds, please let us know. And then just know that we will be giving cabinet reports next week, and apologies for the last minute decision to not do reports yesterday. We just saw that the presentations were going to go very long, and we were about right because they went about 2 hours long. And then so we didn't do any reports yesterday, but we will be doing them next week. Then we'll be taking a break for Thanksgiving, then we'll be doing them the week after. So any reports? All right, VP McNamara.
Nothing too new, but for Nevada Bound, there's one tomorrow, and we only have one volunteer right now, and it lands right when I have a quiz. So if any of you guys are available, just feel free to teams me. If not, no pressure at all. They're pretty low consequence, but honestly kind of fun, and you just get to talk to a bunch of high school kids and kind of fire them up. So if anyone's interested, teams me, email me, whatever works. It's from 9 to 10.
Okay. All right. And then DO Texan, do you want to offer the invite for casual talks next week to the rest of cabinet?
Yes, I was about to talk about that. So casual talks we're going to have on November 12th on Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. in the Casey Breezeway. We're handing out a bunch of canes. So we're having university administrators there, and then we're hoping to have some student representatives there, whether that's senators, directors, anyone from various departments that wants to get more feedback directly from students. Feel free to come out and like help out. Just have them message me or email me, and then we can do it that way. But overall, it should be good. I'll be sending out an email today. I meant to do that last week, but things got a little crazy. But I'm going to do that today, get that out to everyone, just so it's an open invite. But yeah. And then the marketing for that should be going out today, hopefully, if we get some university admin to answer their emails. Yeah.
All right. And then Director Lee, do you want to remind us of what time and where your cleanup is going to be this weekend?
Yeah, so it will actually be next weekend.
Oh, sorry, next weekend.
But it will be, we're going to be at the quad, at, like more of the south end. And then we're going to be walking up to through University Terrace, just that main street. It's from 3 to 4:30. So, and there will be sandwiches per the past budget today.
All right, thank you. And then any other reports? All right, so then I'll just give a quick update on my end. And then, so of course, there's those casual talks on next Wednesday that DO Texan talked about. And then, so I think it's a really great opportunity for all of you guys to also go out there and start having some conversations with students. So that's going to be a really great opportunity. It's not just for university administration, but they also have stuff about AACU that they'd like to share with us. And I believe we're also extending that invitation to senators. And then we are also working on budget reallocations. And so basically there's $113,000 roughly that we could reallocate from the AACUN in the AACUN budget, and that number came from rollover funds that we did not anticipate from last year, and then it also came from better than expected registration numbers for enrollment during the fall semester, and so therefore we have some extra money to go move around, and we decided to go reallocate it to a couple different places. So for example, some of the Murzynski education programs, like the PAC grant internship program, the emergency tuition fund, and then we allocated some extra money to the Department of IDEA, some extra money to the executive board, just because we're able to offer more opportunities for things like casual talks and the wellness and sustainability events, as well as putting more money towards the AACUN concert. And so I'll send that out to the cabinet chat after this meeting, and so you guys could just go take a look at it and let me know if you have any notes, discussion points, recommendations. It will be seen in Budget and Finance next week on Wednesday, so it's still plenty of time for us to be able to evaluate amendments. For the most part, none of you guys' budgets are exactly decreased, and then so for the it's increased or will stay the same. So any questions regarding that? Okay, and then another thing is, don't forget to save the date. November 20th, we'll be having our holiday party. Does 7 p.m. sound fine? Yes, does it sound fine? Everyone in the chat, okay. Okay, I'm getting some head nods. And then please feel free to bring your assistant directors too. And if your assistant director can't come in your bigger department, bring a department friend as well if you would like to. And then we'll do crafts, food, karaoke. Director Oster, we're doing karaoke. There we go. And then I'll send out, I think I've already sent out the official invite. And then again, please bring your assistant directors. And that's it that I have for my official report today. Any other things before I move on? All right, so then agenda item 6, old business. And then I usually just like allow there to be agenda item A, which is always to review cabinet expectations. Once again, I just told you guys that we'll be doing cabinet reports bi-weekly for the next couple weeks, and so make sure to just keep up with that. Make sure to check your team's messages. Also, make sure to check your mass emails. There's some stuff taking place right now with the federal government, for example, with the adjustments that we're having to make with SNAP. There will be updates sent out either by Director Hatch or I, or just other members of the campus community. And so make sure that even if it's not direct email to you and they're not exactly expecting a direct response from you, just try to read those emails as much as possible, just because people are trying to share important information about things such as food insecurity. And then just wanted to put it on everyone's radar too, and maybe this is more for my reports. December Board of Regents is coming up, and then so we'll be gone from the 4th through the 5th. But then if there is anything that you'd like us to bring to the Board of Regents, if there's any resolutions that you'd like to write, those things should be starting to happen now, so we could, so our delegation can be ready to go take care of it. And if you have any more questions, Interim Director Hatch would be a great person to talk to. Yes. And then for new business, we'll be agenda item 7A, consideration of budget for sustainability, November Adopt-A-Spot. And then some members of the cabinet will discuss the budget for Adopt-A-Spot on November 15th and November 21st as presented by Director Lee. And so Director Lee, I'll let you take it away.
All right, hello, let me grab it really quick. But yeah, so basically it's similar to all the other times that we've budgeted and requested and proposed for money. Essentially, we would, for our Adopt-A-Spot, which will now be on University Terrace, we're just wanting to get some sandwiches from Jimmy John's for like 30 people, just because, you know, with it being colder, we'd like to provide people with some other sustenance, and that's just kind of like the simpler route of going about it. And then everything else within the budget is similar to like the last farmer's market. And so we're just looking to partner with some community members for crackers that people like. We still have some left over from the last time. So we're going to purchase less and then potentially, you know, use that money for if other things cost more money. But also just like the wax melts and soaps, which also went really well last time. And then KTMB can make reusable utensils, and we're looking to work with them, try to get some that have the ASUN logo on them. So that's kind of what the budget is kind of going over, as well as produce. And The total is about 880, so we're just asking for 950, less than 1,000 to kind of just satisfy all of that.
All right, and then thank you, Director Lee. Any questions for Director Lee? All right, and yes, let the record reflect that the total is 880 and the total requested will be $950. And then, so I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for November adopt a spot.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
And then all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Oh, sorry, I should let you guys. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
There we go. And then opposed say nay. All the abstentions oy. And then so with that, the ayes have it, the motion carries, and the budget is approved. And then for the record, the move was done by Director Hess, and the second was done by VP McNamara. And then so for agenda item 7B, we'll do consideration of the budget for members of the President's Cabinet to discuss the budget for casual talks on November 12th as presented by Director Texan, Chief of Staff Dietrich. And so I'll let you guys take it away.
Perfect. So casual talks, as I said before, November 12th, this upcoming Wednesday in the Breezeway. We're going to be taking over two tables on the south end of the Breezeway, I believe closer to the Raggio. Pretty much that expected attendance is around 200, and we're having an hour longer than usual just so we can have more student reps there connecting with students. Cost per student is $9.59, and then it's only one line item, so it's 200 boxes of three finger combos, and then that's $1,918 from Raising Cane's. We did add a MISC just in case, it's a little buffer, so that's $191.80, with a total event budget being $1,918, but a total ACM budget is $2,109.80. We hopefully won't be using that MISC at all, it's just a little buffer, yes.
And then any questions for that? Alright, so then we'll move into a vote. So I'm seeking a motion to approve the budget for casual talks on November 12th.
So moved.
I'm so moved by Director Lee. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Second by Director Hess and Director Navarte. And then, Director Navarte, I didn't even realize you were there because you were covered up by my little face. Hi, Director Navarte. And then all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. With that, and then abstentions oy. With that, the ayes have it, the motion carries, and the budget's approved. And then, so now we'll move on to agenda item 8. Does anyone have any reports on any liaison positions that they've been attending? So it's all quiet on the liaison. Oh, and then Director Texan.
Okay, so Director Hess and I both attended the Student Technology Fee Committee meeting, finally. So they were just talking about their overall budget for the year and how they're doing that, and then, for this, like, next year, they're just going to be going through the university and getting rid of old technology and replacing it, just making it more efficient with, like, money and stuff, just so it's not, like, constant repairs and stuff as well. They're coming into Senate in 2 weeks to talk more about it directly to senators, so if you guys want to listen more on their presentation, you totally can. And then they're just talking about certain, like, apps and applications that we pay for, like Top Hat, Circle In. They're keeping Circle In and not looking into Quizlet anymore, stuff like that, so just smaller details.
And then can I ask a question?
Yes.
And then, so President Ogbot, for the record, is it going to be a fee increase or no? They're just simply providing us updates about what they're doing.
It seemed primarily just updates with the budget that they have right now. And then they were showing us kind of like the allocations that they have right now, whether that's like kind of like repairs, getting new technology, or the subscriptions that students are already paying for, kind of breakdown of that. I think they'll go way more into detail because they were telling us that they're coming into Senate anyways to go over everything they did during the meeting. So you can see from there.
All right, thank you. Any other liaison committee reports? All right, so then we'll move on to agenda item 9, upcoming executive branch initiatives. Does anyone have any initiatives they'd like to share with us and that we could be looking forward to? VP McNamara.
This is in the very early stages. I'm just kind of trying to figure out logistically. But I want to plan something for when UNR plays UNLV for basketball, probably in collaboration with Wolf's Den. is kind of what I'm thinking, and I'm honestly don't really know where to go with that, but I just think that's a good game and a good day to try to do something. So if anyone has any ideas or wants to be involved in this, just reach out to me, because I'm very open. I honestly don't know what this looks like 100% yet, so just reach out.
And that's February 28th of 2026, and so there's plenty of time to go. Yes. Play for
yes.
That too. Yes.
Sorry.
So if that's something you guys are interested in, reach out. Oh, wait, no, just kidding. That is January 30th, so for our game. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Anything else that we'd like to share? Okay, then we'll move down to agenda item 10, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, then we'll move on to agenda item 11. We are now adjourning the President's Cabinet meeting on November 6th at 8:21 a.m. in the Frankie Sue Del Papa President's Conference Room. All right, thank you guys. All right, I gotta look.
February.
And for the record, we started the meeting at 8:05 a.m. in the Frankie Sue Del Papa President's Conference Room.